Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Senior tennis player Jackson Allen jumped on a Zoom call last Friday, awaiting an announcement from athletics director Mark Coyle. His good friend on the Iowa tennis team had his sport cut as that department announced a projected estimated $100 million shortfall. He sent his condolences. As he browsed the participants, he saw no football or basketball players, revenue sport athletes, and knew the same fate was coming.
There wasn't any embarrassment, but there was a lot of disappointment and frankly, a little bit of anger.
Men's tennis, gymnastics, and track and field are being eliminated after this school year as the U faces an expected $75 million budget gap due to the effects of the pandemic. Allen, who's an accounting major, questioned why there weren't immediate efforts to fundraise or trim costs elsewhere.
Every single program, sports team on campus could cut their budget by 10%, and the student athletes wouldn't even know what happened.
The move will save an estimated $2 million for the fiscal year 2022.
If they really feel strongly that they're able to survive a $72.5 million deficit but have no chance of surviving a $75 million deficit, you know, I would have cut every sports team's budget by 2.5%. 2.5% of our budget is around $22,000. And I know we could easily cut that because I see the excessive spending that even our team does.
Allen echoed what Title IX experts caution when cuts come to athletics departments, that it's financial challenges, not the 1972 law, that provoke cuts.
This is not a Title IX compliance issue. I think it's pathetic to try to blame it on Title IX and, you know, really create a divide between people that have been historically fans of Title IX because it's a good thing and it's meant to do good. But I think to blame this on Title IX is sad.
Led by track and field athletes, they're planning a rally tomorrow starting at Athletes Village.
I guess that's really the one positive light is I'd now be able to really sympathize with people. Because, you know, before I would have, you know, it's nice for people to express themselves, but I wouldn't really think it would push the needle. And we're hoping that this effort, you know, raises a little awareness, really brings it to people's attention.
Allen said he wants future tennis players to have the same connection to the program and the same positive experience he did.
For me, more than anything, what this program has given me is a bunch of great people. And I was looking forward to getting that in the future. And, you know, I want to work in Minneapolis going forward. And I thought about the days where I'd finish a long, you know, long day at work at the office and I would be able to head down on a Friday evening and catch a Gopher tennis match at 7 p.m. And see my teammates and also the other alumni and my coaches. And unfortunately, that's something that I'll never get to do if this proposal doesn't get shot down.
In the South Metro, Sloan Martin, News Talk 830, WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.